Vancouver-based unicorn Nexi Building Solutions Inc. is having their business practice called into question once again as the company defends itself in a second lawsuit. Just 2 years ago, the green building startup declared it had attained unicorn status, a private company with a valuation of US$1 billion or more, faster than any other Canadian company. Nexi also advertises a board of directors and leadership team stacked with big names, including former Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson, former global president and COO of McDonald's Mike Roberts and actor Michael Keaton, an investor in the company. As of 2022, the company's valuation was estimated to be more than $2 billion following a $45 million raise from investors. Two previous funding rounds in 2021 and 2020 raised $45 million and $33 million, respectively, thanks to the company's development of Nexeat, a low-carbon alternative to cement and concrete for floors, walls and roofs. Since then, the company been battling an alleged breach of contract in BC Supreme Court. And in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, Nexi is being sued for breach of contract, as well as fraud, tortious interference and securities fraud. Green construction company Nexus One LLC and investor NextStock LLC assert that Nexi made false representations to generate investment and participation in their franchise program. This allegedly resulted in significant financial losses, reputational harm and operational setbacks for the plaintiffs, according to court documents. The suit also names Stephen Sidwell, serial entrepreneur, and CEO of Nexi, as a defendant. Sidwell is described in court documents as the individual bad actor principally responsible for perpetrating these frauds, doing so for his own personal monetary gain and aggrandizement. Closer to home, Nexi's BC Supreme Court civil suit involves a subsidiary of Burnaby-based Symphony Group, Symphony Advanced Building Technologies Inc. SABT. SABT is suing Nexi over alleged issues between the two companies to fulfill an early-stage licensing agreement. Symphony Group Company's managing director Derdeep Kainth said that he and multiple family members have invested millions of dollars in Nexi. These investments assumed that SABT would enter into a licensing agreement with the company. The Kainth family was very much in support of Nexi. They wanted Nexi to succeed, thought this was a huge breakthrough in construction technology and really wanted to be a part of it, not just as investors but also hands on the ground. Let's build this stuff and build up a big business. Nexi made a number of representations in that respect, and certainly that's why this relationship was entered into that way, said Max Krangel, vice president of business development at SABT. Nexi denies all claims of wrongdoing in both cases, according to a statement to Glacier Media. It is unfortunate that SABT and Nexus One pursued litigation. Nexi believes their claims have no merit and continues to be confident in a just resolution. Once again, Nexi emphatically denies the allegations and will vigorously defend its case, said the statement. BIV previously reported that in late 2019, Nexi and SABT entered into a letter agreement, a term sheet that laid out the conditions for a licensing agreement. This was to allow SAPT to be the first licensee of Nexi's technology in Ontario. Following a modification of the term sheet, and Nexi reportedly failing to provide the licensing agreement within a 90-day period, Nexi allegedly provided SABT with a manufacturing pact. This allegedly led to a series of drafts, changes in terms and Nexi promising a new side letter to accompany the manufacturing agreement. In the end, SABT was allegedly told there would be no side letter, and that Nexi was pursuing an agreement with a different company for Ontario production. To say it was devastating is a polite way of putting things. It's bewildering to us on the management side of Nexi as to where they hope to go with their expansion. We don't have any insight into that anymore. I mean, with the millions of dollars invested in Nexi, of course nobody likes to lose money, but certainly this one felt even harder because of all the promises that were made, said Kainth. SABT and Nexi's court date is set for April 2024. Minor pre-litigation applications have recently been made on both sides, according to Kainth and Krangel. We have invested huge amounts of money, millions of dollars, in costs that we've expended on bringing forward our licensing, attempts to set up our business, bringing on people, and it's caused an absolutely huge amount of disruption within our business. In fact, we don't have a business in Symphony Advanced Building Technologies without this, said Krangle. While both SABT and US-based plaintiffs assert that NECSI allegedly failed to deliver on a business contract, the US plaintiffs go farther by questioning the validity of the NECSI product, and by accusing the company of Canadian tax fraud. John Wolfington, co-owner of Nexus One alongside Daniel Metzler, was allegedly approached by Sidwell, who pitched the investment opportunity in NECSI. Sidwell and NECSI allegedly claim to have a franchise-ready system for building structures using proprietary software, manufacturing methodologies and materials. Based on their representations of a $1.2 billion pipeline, two successful plants in Canada and other successfully completed projects, among other things, Nexus One entered into a franchise agreement with NECSI. Court documents highlight several alleged misrepresentations and deficiencies in NECSI's claims, including issues with completed projects and NECSI's system not being ready for franchising. The plaintiffs assert that NECSI made false representations to generate investment and participation in their franchise program. Defendant NECSI used Nexus One as a guinea pig, hoping that it might be able to use Nexus One and its substantial capital investment to create a franchise program on the fly. It was unable to do so. Unfortunately, NECSI is a Theranos, not a Tesla, states the lawsuit, referencing the American corporation whose CEO has been convicted of fraud in connection to the company's blood testing technology. NECSI's sustainable cement product allegedly does not meet its grandiose claims, according to the U.S. lawsuit. These documents claim that NECSI-TE panels are far heavier than other types of manufactured panels, that their fire and water resistance capabilities are not based on legitimate testing, and that the panels that were tested were done so under unrealistic conditions, and do match the panels NECSI would ultimately design. Nexus One also alleges that NECSI-TE cannot be manufactured and delivered at prices consistent with NECSI's estimates. In addition, they claim that NECSI failed to provide any reliable research that proves NECSI-TE has the capabilities advertised. According to Kainth, when SABT requested similar research to provide to investors, NECSI did not do so. Multiple examples of issues with the product are included in the lawsuit, with one allegedly involving Starbucks, NASDAQ, SBUX, almost suing NECSI due to deficient work. To avoid a lawsuit, NECSI allegedly settled this claim and took a massive loss on the project, despite representing the contrary to Nexus One. In another case, NECSI constructed the building envelope of a Marriott International Inc. NASDAQ. MAR. Hotel. The project is described in court documents as being more than a year behind schedule, with cost overruns of roughly $1 million. According to filings, NECSI allegedly acknowledged some of the company's failings and offered to pay back $10 million in direct losses. However, Nexus One claims that this is an attempt to commit Canadian tax fraud, with NECSI allegedly insisting upon labeling the reimbursement as research and development. Even if the true purpose of these payments was research and development into manufacturing NECSI panels, this would still constitute an admission of defendant NECSI's fraud. If defendant NECSI had a franchise-ready system, it would not need its franchisee to research the defects in its system and develop solutions, said the court documents. NECSI and Nexus One are currently in settlement negotiations, according to NECSI's statement. Should these discussions prove to be unproductive over the next 60 days, NECSI will proceed to dismiss all matters commenced by the unauthorized agents of Nexus One, John Wolfington and Dan Metzler. These individuals are acting outside their authority and in breach of the Nexus One corporate charter and operating agreement, said NECSI. C.L. Wilson at glaciermedia.ca.